And may the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. It's interesting, the gospel reading, because it says, unless a person is born again, which means they become a new person, that they can't see the kingdom of heaven. It doesn't use the word enter the kingdom of heaven. It uses the phrase can't see the kingdom of heaven. John the Baptist's ministry and Jesus' ministry and the ministry of the disciples was basically declaring the kingdom of heaven is here. And then, in case people couldn't see it, they would demonstrate it. People would get healed. They would get set free. Jesus would manifest the mercy of God, like the woman caught in adultery, and declare her forgiven. The woman at the well, whose soul was healed. But it was always in the context of the kingdom of God. As a matter of fact, in Acts chapter 1, in those days that Jesus spent with the disciples after his resurrection and before his ascension, it says, this verse 2, until the day when he was taken up, he was teaching them. After he had, by the Holy Spirit, given orders to the apostles whom he had chosen, and to these he also presented himself alive after his suffering by many convincing proofs, appearing to them over a period of 40 days and speaking of the things concerning the kingdom of God. It's interesting, isn't it, that he spent his 40 days talking to them about the things of the kingdom of God, because their message was the same, their ministry was the same, is declare the reality of the kingdom of heaven and then demonstrate its reality. For us, post-cross, there's a real significant difference, because pre-cross, they're decreeing the kingdom, manifesting the kingdom. But Jesus said, it says about Jesus in 1 John 3:8 that he came to destroy the works of the devil. According to Colossians 2, that happened. He did it. He bound up the strong man. He came and destroyed the works of the devil. And so when we now proclaim the kingdom of heaven's here, we understand that the enemy, the strong man, has been bound up, and we're just plundering his household, the people that he's brought oppression to. But the cool thing about being born again, becoming these new cells, he talks about in Ephesians chapter 1, I pray that the eyes of your heart would be open. We have eyes in our head. We also have eyes in our heart. And with the heart, we believe. And so those are connected things, that we're able to see things from the heart. And we believe from that place that we see from that perspective. And when you're born again, you're able to see the kingdom. Even before it's manifested and demonstrated in the physical, you can see the kingdom of heaven. That's really important. Edith must inspire me to remind us of these verses in John chapter 3, where Jesus said, he who comes from above is above all. He who comes from heaven is above all. He says, because Jesus bore witness of what he saw and heard, those who come from the earth see the things of the earth. And so Jesus saw the reality of the kingdom, and all he was doing was speaking by faith what he saw. And then it was manifested in the natural. We now, in Christ, have the same eyes that he has to see. The enemy tries to get us distracted so that all we see is the problem. All we see is the problem. All we see is the difficulty. And we see the demonic as if we're in some kind of hand-to-hand combat with him. But you need to understand, you live in the brick house, and the one standing outside the house screaming, he's going to huff and puff and blow the house down, that's not impossible because you're in Christ. And unless you get scared, run out the back door, or get stupid, run out the front door, do hand-to-hand combat, because he's still a wolf, you're in good place. You can just from inside the house make fun of him, tell him boo, call him names. He can't do a thing to you. We're fighting a defeated enemy. But we have to stop seeing the works of the enemy just And when I see somebody who needs healing or see somebody who's under oppression, I see the work of the enemy, but I need to see beyond that and transpose onto that the kingdom of heaven and declare that truth by faith over that person's life. And then we'll see the demonstration of the victory of Christ enforced in that person's life. But it has a lot to do with how we see. How we see, you can usually tell how a person sees by how they talk. What's their conversation? Is it all conversation about darkness and issues and trouble and scary stuff? Or do we see the kingdom and our conversation is about what we see? We see the reign of Christ here. We may not be able to see how he's going to do this or that, but we know the kingdom of heaven's here. And Jesus' reign is now on earth. It all depends on how we see. The statement that attitude determines altitude, but the truth is, as Christians, altitude determines attitude. As people who are seated in heavenly places in Christ, we should be able to see different than the world sees. Because if we don't and start giving heaven's report, all that we're allowing to dominate the conversation in the world is what it appears that the enemy's doing. And it appears like the enemy's winning. And the way a trespasser wins is by just simply letting them trespass, not ever coming out from behind the tree and going, boo, you don't belong here. So it's significant that you and I have been given the capacity to see. I think that's one of the reasons it says in Revelation, apply eye salve so that you stop seeing like the world sees. And you start seeing in union with Christ through the eyes of Christ so that you can start declaring and bearing witness of what Jesus sees about every situation, which is through the lens of the reign of God. Amen? Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.